This is Metamorphity.
Hello, this is Patrick Ryan from Metamorphity.com, and this is the Episode 7 podcast, Trusting the Process. Healing rarely arrives in a straight line. It isn't a staircase or a checklist or a map you can download and follow perfectly. Sometimes it looks like progress, followed by a pause, followed by something unexpected, followed by a moment of clarity, followed by something that looks like going backwards, but isn't. Because what if it wasn't backwards? What if it was just a spiral, a return to something so you could meet it more deeply, so you could meet yourself more deeply? That's what healing is. That's what becoming is. A spiral, not a straight line. A process, not a finish line. In the moment, when you've done the work, or perhaps just begun, you're being asked to trust that something is shifting, even if you can't see it, even if you're still afraid, even if there's no immediate evidence, because healing isn't just about what you can measure. It's about how you can show up for yourself, how you speak to your body, how you breathe through fear, how you stay gently when part of you wants to run. Over the past 6 episodes, you've walked through a different kind of preparation, not a checklist, not a plan, but an inner journey. You've returned to the moment things began to shift. You've listened to your body, maybe in a new way. You've connected with the part of you that remembers how to heal. You've softened fear, not by defeating it, but by meeting it. You've aligned with support, visible and invisible. You've begun to prepare the field inside you for something sacred to take root. This is not small work. This is not bonus work. This is the core of healing. Because procedures, medications, treatments, they're all important. But the way you relate to the process, that's what creates your experience of healing. And your experience shapes everything. So today, we honor where you've come, and we open the door to what comes next. Not with a push, but with a breath. Not with certainty, but with trust. Trust is a tricky word. It's not the absence of fear. It's the decision to walk forward with it, while listening inwardly for something wiser. It's not about knowing how things will go. It's about choosing how you will be as they unfold. And in healing, that kind of trust is gold. It's the state that signals to your body, we're no longer in survival. We're safe enough to begin restoration. That message matters. The nervous system receives it. The immune system responds to it. The mind and heart rest inside it. And here's something you may not have expected. Repetition is one of the deepest forms of trust. It tells the subconscious, this is worth returning to. This is worth learning. This is safe to embody. The mind doesn't always change from a single insight. The heart doesn't always open with one invitation. But through gentle repetition, the nervous system begins to shift. The body softens more easily. The inner healer responds more quickly. The resistance grows tired of holding on. That's why I want you to know. This series is not meant to be listened to once. You're warmly invited to return to it as many times as your intuition suggests. You may begin again tomorrow or next week or a month from now before a treatment. You may return only to the meditations that help you sleep or to the episode that meets your fear. And if you're wondering whether coming back to it again would be help, it probably already is, because the mind and body respond to rhythm, just like breath, just like waves. And each time you walk these 7 episodes again, you aren't repeating, you're deepening. The same way a garden returns in spring, not because the seeds were new, but because the soil had been tended. So let this be your spiral. Let this be your rhythm. There is no end, only another moment to return to trust. If we were sitting together right now, I'd remind you that everything you've practiced here lives in you. The breath, the listening, the inner healer, the relationship with fear, the willingness to be supported, the space you've made, It's not in the audio, it's in you. This space is just a mirror, a rhythm, a pause to help you remember. So as we come to the end of this 7-episode cycle, take a breath. Feel your body where it is. Feel the part of you that showed up for this. And let yourself be met with gratitude from within. You've already begun something, and that something will keep unfolding in its own time, in its own way. All you have to do is keep showing up to the process with breath, with presence, with trust. Let me offer you a final phrase, one you can carry forward. I trust the unfolding. I return to what heals me, and I allow my body to become what it knows how to become. I trust the unfolding. I return to what heals me, and I allow my body to become what it knows how to become. Let that be your guide. Let that be your rhythm. Let that be your healing. This is Patrick from metamorphity.com, and I'll meet you in the guided meditation.